Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about VPA's production of Pollyanna.
And to talk about it, we have three guests with us today. We have Todd Brosty, who's playing Dr. Chilton. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you.
We have Kelly Rentz, who's playing Polly Harrington. Welcome, Polly. Welcome, Kelly.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And what would Pollyanna be without Pollyanna being here? We have Charlie Rentz, who's playing the part of Pollyanna. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you.
Well, this is a show that, the name Pollyanna, we all know that name, but I guess few of us probably remember what this story is about. So, Kelly, Charlie, or Todd, I'll throw it open to you. Tell us what this story is about. Who's going to go with this? Todd, you look like you want to go, so go ahead.
Okay. I mean, the classic, ever-optimist young lady who basically changes the lives of this small town just by being always up and glad. That's the key word in the whole play, as you hear it every couple minutes.
And what part are you playing? I can guess.
Pollyanna.
And you?
I'm playing Polly Harrington, who is Pollyanna's aunt. Pollyanna, under bad circumstances, has come to live with her aunt, who's kind of grumpy and cross, and she's changing her mind and kind of changing her heart as she goes along.
Yeah.
So how does Pollyanna, tell us sort of the brief story about Pollyanna.
Pollyanna was raised by her father. Her mother died when she was very young, and recently her father's passed away. But he taught her how to deal with all of the things in life that come along that maybe aren't the best circumstances, how to play a game to turn them into glad circumstances. And so with everything that happens to her, she finds something to be glad about.
So tell us about being glad, Pollyanna.
Well, being glad is kind of her key word, because when she comes to live with her aunt, the whole entire town is just grumpy, and they always are feeling sorry for themselves. And so Pollyanna kind of shows her gladness, and she makes everybody feel more happy in an optimistic way.
I read this book when I was about your age. And frankly, I hated Pollyanna.
Wait, you hated the book or the character?
No one's that bright, right?
Nobody's that happy. But Charlie, I'm sure will love your performance as a part of Pollyanna. And Todd, you play a character named Dr. Chilton. Tell us a little bit about your character.
It's a smaller part. The fun thing is, Suzanne, our director, actually went back to the book and realized that you have Dr. Chilton, who actually in the past was a love interest for Aunt Polly. They bring that up as you go through it, but it's one of those that, it's there as kind of subtext. And it's funny because we present that in the play, but the two of us actually don't have any actual onstage time together until the very end. But it's I get to be one of the first characters who I think actually understands what Polly's, what Pollyanna's all about. The fact that she's bringing that kind of joy to, the people around her. And he's one of the first ones that actually sees her for what she's doing. So
one of his lines as Dr. Chilton is he wishes he could bottle up Pollyanna to give tonic to the rest of the town, because, her gladness tonic makes everybody so happy. So
Dr. Pollyanna Whittier's patented gladness tonic.
Yep.
And so my line in reply to that is, why, Dr. Chilton, I couldn't even fit my little toe into one of those things. Why would you want to put me into a bottle?
Let's just continue on with the entire show. That was great.
You can tell. You can hear the voice. She is Pollyanna. It's wonderful.
It's like not bringing that voice.
It's a really precious story, and the play is so funny. There's so many times, even during rehearsal, where we are just cracking up at the lines.
Hard to keep a serious face when you're one of those snooty Aunt Pollys when there's some big funny part.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Todd Brosty, Charlie Rentz, and Kelly Rentz, talking about VPA's production of Pollyanna, which, as I say, I read as a child.
I never read the book, but I remember seeing the original Disney version with Haley Mills, and it was one of those, you know, that was so old for me, and I didn't realize there was, you know, the book was involved in it, but, you know.
I had watched the movie, and I was thinking she wasn't as glad as she was in the play. It's weird.
After we got cast in this part, we sat down and watched the movie thinking it would be a fun thing to do, mm-hmm. and actually the movie doesn't follow the storyline of the book at all. Barely. So the play actually goes back to the roots of the book and is more in keeping with that storyline.
Well, that's interesting because I also remember seeing the movie vaguely when I was a young tyke, and also Haley Mills. And I remember those Walt Disney versions of the stories kind of strayed from the book. So I'm glad to see you're going back to mm-hmm. the book. What are some of those differences between the book and the movie?
In the movie... you know, the way she gets hurt in the movie is different than the way she gets hurt in the book. Also, you know, the story follows more of Aunt Polly's domineering in the town in the movie, but in the book it's not so much that, I think. It's more about Pollyanna.
You're not quite so much of a scary woman in the play, okay?
I hope not.
Well, you're Charlie's mother. You can't be that scary.
Well, what's really fun for me is I can be very demanding, and she has to obey me on the stage because she has to follow her lines.
I have a few problems, like fidgeting in play practice. So the director and stage manager were thinking of putting in some keywords so that my mom could yell at me, Pollyanna, stop fidgeting, or something like that. Just keywords.
So Charlie, let me ask you this. As the character of Pollyanna, you are very optimistic, but apparently you go to this town, which is kind of dour. What do you do to cheer them up? What are some of the things that you do as Pollyanna to cheer these people up?
Well, honestly, she takes some things really seriously, but she also tries to teach people the game. In the game, her father had, they lived out of missionary barrels in their town. And so Pollyanna had wanted a doll, and her father had written to the lady that they wanted a doll. And unfortunately, it didn't come in. So, like any other child would, Pollyanna cried about that. And her father had told her that there was something to be glad about in not getting the doll. He told her to just be glad that she didn't need the crutches for anything.
So this is the glad game. Always be glad for what you can. Mm-hmm.
So she just teaches people the game, and she tries to cheer people up when they're down. And no matter what it is, she makes something glad about it. And so the people in Pollyanna's new home, Buildingsville, Vermont, they start warming up and they start getting really happy.
Well, that's not as bad as I remember it. I think I was just jealous of Pollyanna when I read it.
Apparently this book scarred Jean. But maybe this play will heal you. It'll make you happy about life. Todd, does Dr. Chilton ever come into contact with Pollyanna? You mentioned he doesn't come in contact with Aunt Polly.
Yes, she and I have a scene in the first act where, it, like she said, it's the I wish I could bottle you and actually give you to my patients because I wouldn't have to be a doctor anymore because you are actually more, you know, you're a better cure for what ails this town than anything that, you know, as a doctor he knows how to do. But he also has his own darkness. Of course, you know, with the separation of him and Aunt Polly, he's got that in his past, and Pollyanna even reaches him with that, you know, and helps him realize that, okay, I need to be, you know, paying attention to it as well.
And what And you are kind of a cute little girl in person, and you look just like I imagine Pollyanna. That's for the listeners who can't see you.
Well, they do have to kind of change my look. There's a few scenes where Pollyanna mentions that she hates her freckles. When she first moves in with Aunt Polly and she asks about her room, the assistant or what is Nancy?
She's just a helper.
She's a helper, yeah. She says that there isn't any of the things she wanted, like lace curtains and pretty carpets and pictures, not even a looking glass or anything like that. It's just a bed and a window. So she tries to be really glad about that, and she says, I can be glad there isn't any looking glass, because where there isn't any looking glass, I can't see my freckles.
Well, this show sounds like such a wonderful adaptation of the optimistic story of Pollyanna. I'm very optimistic to see it. Sorry for the pun there. But I'd like to thank our guests here, Todd Brosty, who's playing Dr. Chilton, Charlie Rentz, who's playing Pollyanna, and Kelly Rentz, who's playing Polly Harrington in VPA's production of Pollyanna. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Opera's production of The Marriage Contract by Rossini runs tonight through February the 2nd at Grant Hall on the campus of APU. Performances are at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. Then later on in March, March 12th through the 16th, Die Winterreiser will be shown at the Wilda Marston Library with performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas. It will run through February 16th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
It's the last weekend to see Cyrano's production of The Syringa Tree by Pamela Jin. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
TBA will be holding auditions tonight for Fiddler on the Roof at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium on the UAA campus from 5:45 to 7:15 for ages 10 to 15 and from 7 to 9:30 for ages 16 to adult. Backstage positions are also available. Contact the director at aaron.mitchell@tbatheater.org if you are interested. For more information, please visit the TBA Theater Facebook page.
ACT is offering workshops for actors taught by Shotzi Schaefer beginning February the 8th. For more information, call 344-4713 or go to actfamily@gci.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of Pollyanna opens February 14th and runs through March 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.